Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, this is Colette from The Critter Shed. The piece that you're about to hear is an introduction to an animal that I've been wanting to meet for quite a while. And Collie and I recorded this back in the time pre-corona, when we could all go outside, visit our friends and do some nice recordings. Anyway, I was wanting to meet this animal for quite a while, and Collie and I had a lovely chat about it in the shed a few weeks ago, pre-corona. So we hope you enjoy and stay safe out there.
Right, I have something to show you.
Right, now, you've been promised me that we're going to be talking about this particular animal for ages.
Yes, I have been threatening.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to this because it's so unusual.
It is.
And I hope we're talking about the same thing. So, oh my gosh, so you're having it, you're holding a plastic
tub,
dish.
And I flipped a log in the front garden there today.
What I see is something that looks like a centipede or a millipede.
It is a centipede. And the centipedes... the millipedes' cousin. We talked about millipedes before on this program. The centipedes are their carnivorous cousin.
Ah, so this is unusual because it's got lots of legs. It's very small. It's about a centimeter.
Yeah.
But the top has what looks like horns that just sweep back like an arrow, like a shape like a bow of a bow and arrow.
So they're the antennae.
Ah, yeah.
Like a lot of invertebrates, they will have these sensory antennae that they'll use as they're moving really fast along the ground.
Yeah.
Each segment of the body has a leg,
a pair of legs.
So it's one set of legs per segment, as opposed to the millipedes who have two.
Ah, yeah.
And also, as opposed to the millipedes, these guys have modified legs at the front that they have turned into venomous fangs.
They're venomous?
Venomous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When they find prey, they're like mortar machines. They're like mortar ropes, crazy looking thing. Think of a snake with barbed wire wrapped around it, just going on a rampage. That's exactly what millipedes are. Centipedes, I mean.
Wow.
And you can see each segment along the body that's broken up.
Mm.
They're really, unlike a lot of insects, they don't have that waxy coating on their exoskeleton. Mm-hmm. So they're very prone to drying out. You can see even this one here is drying out now. So
okay,
pop it
so that's actually native. You flipped
this
the stone outside.
This is a native one. Yeah, this is one I just literally. They're all over my garden. They specialize in eating woodlice, so they'll flip a woodlice on its side and chomp into them. And they really are cool little creatures. Now, there's loads of different sizes and shapes, colors with centipedes, but generally there are a couple of centimeters long. Apart from
what were you going to show me now?
I'm going to show you.
Because there's always a but and an apart from in these conversations.
Yes.
And by the way, if anybody hears any strange sounds, any banging sounds in the background, it's lashing rain and it's windy.
It's wind, yeah. It's actually quite creepy in the shed when you're up here at 3 o'clock in the morning and it starts.
Surrounded by things that can kill you.
Exactly, yeah. There you go.
So you're taking out another very large Tupperware box and there's holes in the top.
This is the first time I've actually done anything with you in the shed animal wise that I've been a bit nervous.
Right, is that supposed to make me feel better?
No, this is where you cue the scary music. This is where you cue that scary music.
You've opened this large Tupperware box.
Oh.
Oh my holy mother of Jesus. You have a hook in your hand.
Yeah.
Which you would, I take it you for wrangling snakes. Yeah.
Now you can see there.
Jesus.
This is a 6-inch long giant centipede.
That is terrifying. And it suddenly like, what the heck, what's going on here? It's running around the place. What are
and
we looking at?
There you see what I call it, a mortar rope, because it literally, each one of those legs has a small hook on it.
Oh, wow.
So they can grab onto anything that they fancy to eat, and they will eat vertebrates. They'll actually, some of them are so, they have the muscular strength of a small snake. So some of them are so large and strong that they'll actually go into caves where bats are roosting and hang around the top waiting for the bats to fly off, and they'll grab them on the wing and devour them.
What are they called?
These are called Scolopendra. They're the big family of, and each there's a whole group of these giant centipedes. Yeah. But they're incredible predators. At the end of the centipede here, you'll see the fake antennae.
Yep.
So if you're a predator, or you're a prey item, and you're trying to defend yourself against them, either or, you don't know which end is which.
Yeah.
So you literally don't know what
oh my god, the end that you're pointing to, I actually thought was the front, and it was
there
the back.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see how hyper aggressive they are.
Like you just tipped it there and it absolutely went insane.
Yeah, yeah.
So where is this creature native to?
So this is a Vietnamese species.
Yeah.
But they're pretty much in all the tropics, you'll find giant centipedes.
So when that centipede grabs a bat on the wing, how does it kill it?
It will, as I said, put its hooks in.
Right, the lid has gone back on now, thankfully.
Yeah, I'm just going to put the lid on. I'm a little bit wary. I don't want to be having to make that phone call to your boyfriend saying, yes, we lost it to the giant centipede. They'll grab stuff, wrap these claws on their legs into them, and then grab the head of the animal and just inject it with this venom. And the venom is really toxic for smaller animals. It's actually quite nasty for people to get as well. There's not many cases of anyone dying, but depending on the species, some of them can be really, really severe. On the Schmidt scale of bites, that lunatic who bit himself with animals, they're fairly high up. So
right.
I think they're like a bullet ant bite. So
what's the Schmidt scale?
It's a German scientist, collected every stinging and biting insect and got them to bite him. And then he made a scale of the pain.
Jesus, that does sound really like something you would do, Collie.
I think he's a lunatic. And if I think he's a lunatic, then you can safely say he's crazy as hell. But
let me just reach over. There's a hair hanging out.
Oh,
there
God,
you go.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Right.
That's why I have a face for podcast. Yeah.
That's amazing.
They're fascinating creatures, and really are, like, again, I always say it, but they're a throwback to a distant time, like to prehistoric times when bugs were a lot bigger.
When bugs were bugs.
When bugs were monsters, yeah. And they have really interesting reproduction, because some of them will, like, put a sperm packet on the ground, pretty much like a scorpion. Remember we talked about that, where scorpions will leave a sperm packet on the ground, the female will collect it.
Yep.
These ones just dump them around the area, and then the females will come up and use chemical signals to collect it. She can, depend on the species, they will either lay eggs in wood or buried in a burrow. Sometimes they'll actually hold on to the eggs and protect them. And some of the large species, like this girl here, will actually protect her young. And she'll wrap around them like some kind of bizarre alien creature with all these squirming babies inside.
Wow.
And she'll be, like, really protective of them. So, yeah, they're very interesting variations in parental care within the Scolopendra.
So the fertilization is external, which makes sense, because I wouldn't see any possibility for mating.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very friendly. They don't look like a very huggy kind of creature, do they?
It'd be your last hug,
hugging onto your neck while they bite your head off. They're one of those animals, though, and even when I'm working with this guy, I have to give it super respect, because it is a very, very hyperactive creature.
And where did you get it from?
So I got it from a friend in England, believe it or not.
We're looking at her again. We just opened the box again. Yeah.
Now, she normally has a lot more entertainment in here, but because we're doing the podcast, I took out a lot of her logs and hiding places, so we can actually have a look at her.
Yeah.
And you can see the black tip on the fangs, for want of a better word. See the black tip just there.
Just about. Oh, yes, I can.
So, yeah.
I mean, she is actually very beautiful in the sense that, but those legs, what was the name of that other millipede that was walking along our arms?
Oh,
in the last...
The giant train millipede.
Yeah. And now that looks absolutely beautiful, and she looks beautiful here as well, but the legs just look much more vicious.
Yeah. She's designed. She's perfectly designed for killing.
So you've just taken
killing.
Up a cockroach now.
Now, I was going to show you her eating, but I don't know if you've got the stomach for that.
Go for it.
Go for it. Okay. Let's see.
You dropped a cockroach in.
And we'll see now whether she'll be interested or not.
That's a big cockroach.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. But these guys, as I said, these guys will take down mammals. And,
right. It's a very beautiful cockroach. I'm sort of feeling a bit sorry for it now. Okay, so
there you go.
Oh, she just oh my gosh, she's got him in a ball. She's grabbed him in a ball. She's rolled up around him, and now she's
munching.
Has she injected venom?
Yep. So there's the venom going in.
Oh, I can see that. He's still she's munching. Oh my god, no, that's the cockroach's head. The cockroach is still moving.
Yeah, it will take a while.
Really.
The cockroach's nervous system can still be ticking away when the venom kicks in.
So it could be clinically dead?
Yep.
Okay. I'm hoping it is. So was that a hissing cockroach?
A hissing cockroach, yeah.
See how I can tell these things?
Brilliant. You're really picking up.
Super.
Now you see exactly what I was talking about there. Every one of those legs is being used to contain the creature that she's eating. Then the venom goes in. She'll just take her time now. Waiting for the venom to kick in to take effect. And then dinner will be served.
That is extraordinary.
And you do not want your finger to be in that position.
No. Her speed was incredible. Like the cockroach just dropped in and boom, she had him.
And look at her using her back legs now for leverage.
Every one of those legs is being used. And she's using the back legs now to sort of hold on to a log and then get leverage on the rest of the body.
It's one of those things, and I'll try and get a video of it. I'll put it up on the Critter page, the Critter Shed Twitter. You can have a look of...
And like the cockroach is big.
It's monstrous.
It's about a third of her size.
That's, as I said, she'd eat a mouse or a lizard.
Really?
No problem. Yeah, she'd be well able to overpower. As I said, they're as strong as a small snake. So
huge muscular strength.
You do not want to get bitten. So it's, as I said, a lot of respect.
I'm seeing
and
a bit of goo.
Heavy weight on the box lid to make sure doesn't get out.
I'm seeing a bit of goo coming out of the cockroach now.
Yeah, that'll be a bit of the old cockroach juices flowing.
So they don't have blood inside them. What do the cockroaches? What does the cockroach have inside them?
It's like a hemoglobin. I can't think of the name. Of it.
It's a fluid anyway, but it's not
fluid.
Red.
Yeah, no, definitely not. It's actually quite clear. I had a giant Goliath spider eat a cockroach once, and you could just see all the fluid dripping out of it. Really creepy. Of course, I videoed it, as you do. So
like
that's a real privilege now. You have to see like a real monster, an actual bug monster. And the kind of thing about them is, as well, as a species, especially the bigger ones in Asia, China and Thailand especially, they're a delicacy. And you'll go along the street and you'll see them skewered. They'll deep fry them. So you'll have centipedes as a very tasty little dish. And in certain parts of Asia as well, what they'll do is they'll take a large centipede and put it in a bottle of liqueur and leave it there because they believe it gives you medicinal purposes gives you
strength
and vigor in
et cetera.
In an outside of the bedroom. So yeah, absolutely awesome.
Wow. That's so amazing.
I'm glad you finally got to see them, and they're one of those little creatures as well. When if you get your kids out flipping rocks, you can show them
the Irish version,
the nice little safe Irish version. Yeah. But the Irish ones, even though they're small, they're doing the exact same kind of murderous killing as the big huge one we just looked at there. So they really are efficient little predators, fast, vicious. Very curious as well. They're always looking around for prey. So yeah, I really admire them. I just I wouldn't trust them, but I do admire them.
Amazing.
Perfect.
Right, back out into the breach. So here we are in Collie's pond. It's night time. You just grabbed a torch because you want to show me some interesting behaviours.
Now
your pond is covered in netting, I'm assuming, to keep away the
There you go. Now, this is what I call...
froggy. Oh, yeah.
So this is a forgy. A frog orgy.
Oh, he's popped in there through a... Yep. He's gone back in now.
I'll just pop that up there. But I do have local herons who will very gladly munch a frog. I'm going to show you something here as well.
Okay, you're leaning in. You're stretching your hand in. You're lifting up a piece of... you're lifting up a frog. Okay.
Now.
Oh, my gosh. Look at those legs.
It's a pair.
Oops, got you.
A breeding pair. There we go.
I can hold it.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, look. They're in amblexes. I even know that word.
Can you hear them? So that's the male. They are in amplexus, which means the male has a very tight hold of her. And you see now
legs.
What he's doing?
He's flipping his legs
because he thinks that I am a competing male. I'm going to let him go very quickly now. But he thinks I'm a competing male.
They're both gone now.
And what's happening is if a male goes near his girlfriend, he's going to throw some of those karate kick shapes and kick him off. So it's really cool.
They are strong muscles, aren't they?
They're very, very strong, yeah.
Amazing.
And you can, that noise he was making is more or less to tell another male to get gone. But
amazing. There they are still, yeah.
Yeah.
How long are they staying on Plexus?
So these have been like this for the last 2 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
They can go...
Do they forget to eat?
What?
Do they eat?
They don't eat. No, they won't eat in that time.
They've just both swum off together.
Off, yeah, together.
So they stay in on Plexus for 2 weeks?
They can stay in like that for months.
Really?
It's a really long, slow process. It's a very odd kind of thing.
Crikey.
And you can see how clamped that male is.
There's
on
another
the
one there we're looking at. Yeah.
It's my favourite time of year. I love coming out and having a look at them. So hopefully now in a week or two, you'll see just a big patch of spawn on the pond. And I think they're going to go this week if the weather picks up and gets a little bit warmer.
Wow.
And we might get you up to record them, because once they really kick off,
yeah,
it sounds like a moped convention because really, really good.
Brilliant.
Everybody should have a pond in their garden with frogs.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Especially for kids.
That's amazing. That's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it's a nice little trick grabbing them there and getting them to do the an interview to Mike.
Lovely. So we make our way back into the kitchen.
The Critter Shed is a member of The Warren, the home of great Irish podcasts. For more, including my podcast, How to Be Sound, see thewarren.ie.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.